Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Average Joe. This is Average Joe. Today we're going to talk about vacation and travel. We'll get to that. But first, next weekend is the big day for the Boots and Roots Music Festival. The VFW Post 2908 is presenting that. It's going to be, like I said, next weekend, August 4th on Saturday. Stanley County Fairgrounds. Bucky Covington's the headliner. Charlie Farley's going to be there. Daryl Harwood. Tyler Hatley and the Little Mountain Band. Cuz Coon. The doors open at 3 o'clock, and the show starts at 4. Admission's $15. You can get advance tickets at the Post 2908. There's going to be a special line, separate line for people that have advance tickets, but you can get them at the door or at the gate as well. There is a $10 charge if you want to bring a cooler. Just, you know, if you want to have, you know, beverages of whatever, you know, adult beverages or, you know, soda, whatever, water. But anyway, there's a charge for that. And then I will be providing some food. I think the American Legion's providing the food. There's free parking. Bring a chair. There's not any seating at the location. It's a cash-only event. And there is some camping available. I think all of the powered spots are taken, but there is some primitive spots available, too, or I believe so. Anyway, you can call 704-983-2913 to inquire about the camping. So we'll move on. That came up quick. Here it is. It's already, you know, coming on August 4th. We've been talking about this event ever since we started the show. Back about 8 or 9 episodes ago. So, vacation and travel. I have done quite a bit of traveling. I'm 56 years old, and you know, I've been a few places in these 50 years. Most of it, I would say, is not exactly exotic travel. So, you know, I've never been to Europe or anything like that. I have been out of the country a few times. But vacation, remembering back as a kid, you know, it was always a special time, and we really look forward to that as a family. I know me and my brother, we always looked forward to it. Because we knew we were going to go somewhere. It might not be real exotic. And let me remind you, the call-in number is 914-219-0884 if you want to call and tell me about some of your travels or favorite vacation you've ever had. But anyway, I'm sure I don't remember all the vacations that we went on as a kid. Didn't go on a lot anyway, but so maybe I do remember them all. Some of the first ones I remember going to, of course, was the North Carolina mountains, because the mountains aren't too far away from where we live here in the Piedmont. And I remember specifically going to Maggie Valley. We'd go to Ghost Town. We went to Ghost Town one time. And as a kid, I remember that, because it was kind of like the Old West, you know, up in the mountains. I remember they had a trolley, I guess I don't remember exactly what they called it, but it was basically a car on rails that went up the side of the mountain, and it was pulled by a cable, and that's how you got up there. Or you could opt for the chairlift, which was, you know, just like a chairlift you would get on if you wanted to go skiing. I think we all went up on the rail car to start with. But anyway, that was even kind of scary too, because if that cable had broke, it was a pretty steep incline. But I think they did actually have a road that went up there, but they just did that because of the parking. The parking was down the mountain. So I believe Ghost Town is still in business. I think they might have been shut down for a few years, but I'm pretty sure they're back in business. And there's all kind of, there's like Santa's Land up in Maggie Valley area, lots of touristy type places. There's some really nice campgrounds. I've never been to any of the campgrounds up there, but my mom and dad were never really big on camping. And as you know, if you've listened to my show long enough, that we do enjoy camping now, or me and my wife, above average Joe. But anyway, another trip that I remember specifically as a kid was going to down to the beach and going to the USS North Carolina battleship. That probably had the biggest impact on me of any trip as a child. It was like not quite, well, maybe around 4 hours from where we lived at the time. And so when you're, 5 years old, that's a long trip. And these days, 4 hours is, it's a good drive, but it's not a big deal anymore. But I remember going to the USS North Carolina, and I remember when we pulled up in the parking lot, just how huge it was. And I had, being from the Piedmont, I don't even know if we'd even been to the beach before. So I had never even seen a ship, period, especially in real life. I'm sure I'd seen pictures of them, but that had a great impact. And actually, I eventually went back to see it at least a couple more times since then, because they've done a lot of upgrades and so far as restoring the ship. And I follow their Facebook page, and I really, am super glad that we as a state have that as our as a tourist attraction, and just that we've preserved that part of our history, of our American history. But going to those places, I remember staying in those little motels, the little strip motels, because they didn't have Holiday Inns on every corner back, in those days. I mean, you had to go to the city, to get a nice quote-unquote hotel. So there was, we always stayed in these little motor lodges, as they called them. And it seemed like they all had, not that they were dirty or anything, but it just seemed like they all kind of had a certain smell and air about them. So that was kind of a cool trip and an experience that I'll never forget. Number again, 914-219-0884. Call in if you want to tell me about one of your favorite trips as a kid or even currently. Probably the biggest trip we went on when I was a child was we went to Florida. And we went to Disney World one of my best friends. I've got a few best friends, but one of my best friends and his family. And we all rode in the same car. And my dad had an old, if you remember my car show, he had a 72 Malibu station wagon. And my buddy Jeff and I, we rode in the back, and there was no seat. It was just a hard back, and we had, like, some quilts and stuff back there. But anyway, that's a pretty good drive down to Orlando in the back of a station wagon. And of course, Disney World was, like, nowhere I had ever been before and since, really. And that was in 1975. And I remember the year because it was the first year they had the Bicentennial Parade, so they were getting ready for 1976. So it was a very patriotic visit. They went ahead and had that Bicentennial Parade in I guess it was either in June or July. I mean, it was like the hottest part of the summer to be going to Florida. But it was quite incredible. I'll always remember it. We went to SeaWorld. I've still got a stuffed animal from SeaWorld. I mean, and this was, golly, that was a long time ago. But one thing, so far as traveling goes, when we had moved down to Brunswick County. I'm from the Piedmont area, Stanley County in North Carolina. We had moved down there because my dad's a pastor, and we had moved to a church down there. And so we frequently traveled back and forth between Brunswick County and Stanley County, and that was about a 3.5-hour drive. And because my grandparents and my brother at the time and the rest of our family, most of them lived around Stanley County, so we would travel back and forth at least, you know, maybe 3-4 times a year, just to visit with, you know, our, you know, my grandparents. And we had, you know, so that trip between Brunswick and that, like I said, 3.5 hours back in those days. And when we first started doing it, it wasn't 4-lane highway all the way down there like it is now. It was just 2-lane, and you had to go through little towns. And so traveling's changed a lot over the last 40 years. So do call me, 914-219-0884. I'd love to hear from you. Or the chat room is available if you want to go on. There's a chat link on the Blog Talk Radio website, and if you're listening to me, you're on that website. And you can always just, you know, send me a chat if you had a favorite vacation that you remember. But as moving on, as a teenager, when I turned 16 years old, my brother lived in Charlotte, and I was still living down in Brunswick County with Mom and Dad, of course. And me and a friend of mine, Mike, we actually drove to Charlotte when I was 16 years old. Now, my mom, she was not crazy about that idea, but I kind of got Dad on my side, and he talked her into it. She reluctantly allowed me to do it, and as I wouldn't be here talking to you, everything was fine. We made it no problem. And then one thing that Mike and I like to do, we were good buds, and I think later, I don't know if I was still in high school. It might have been after I got out of high school, but we'd go to Bryson City up in the mountains and go tubing and camping and stuff up there. If you've never been there, we got some great camping. This is in North Carolina too, up in the mountains. And you can rent like a big tractor tube and float down the river. And I got a little side story about that. That's one of the first places I took above average Joe when she came to see me when we were, not too long after we first met. She came down from Canada, and I took her to the mountains, and we were going to go tubing, and we did go tubing one time. The trail is a pretty good trail. You have, you know, walk up the trail to get to the top. And we both started in, and she was a little reluctant, but she went ahead and did it with me. We were at the very top, and the first time she hit a major little waterfall, she flipped and hit her knee and bashed her knee pretty bad. And so that was the first time down, and the tubing was over. So we didn't get to finish our tubing. But we've got a caller. Let's see if we can take this call. Hello, caller. This is Average Joe.
Average Joe, this is JR. How you doing, buddy?
JR, our weekly guest. He's our above average guest. I'm good, JR. How you doing?
I love your show. I'm doing good, man. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show, bud.
I should be recognizing your number by now, so I'll know who's calling. I don't have like caller ID on my computer, but I do see your number, and I'd have to remember so I can just say, "Hey, JR, welcome to the show."
Yeah, you know what's funny here? You grew up here in Stanley County. I grew up in Cincinnati, but I mean, we are so much alike with our family and everything. Now, my dad wasn't a pastor, but you talking about that story going to Orlando. I remember in, I think it was 1972, my parents took us to Waco, Texas, to go down and see my mother's sister. And there was six of us in our family. There was four kids and mom and dad, and dad had a 65 Cadillac. Now Waco, Texas is about 845 miles from Cincinnati, Ohio. And we all six of us rode in that Cadillac all the way down there. know, three in the front seat, three in the back. It was just, it's crazy. But, you know, like you said, today it's, you know, 4 or 5 hours is not a big deal. But back then, man,
right,
it just seemed like forever.
Yeah. Well, that's that sounds kind of like a above average Joe has told me stories about her and her family going to Newfoundland. She, you know, as most of the listeners should know by now, she's Canadian, so they lived in Toronto. And when they go to see family in Newfoundland, it was like a, you know, a day and a half. I don't remember exactly how far it was, but, you know, she talked, because she had like seven siblings, and they're all packed into one station wagon.
Wow.
So you can imagine that.
Yeah.
And they slept in the car, too.
Yeah, and I remember when we went down, Dad, he was the only driver, and he drove all the way. It probably took us 14 hours. Maybe it was 16 hours. I don't know. But we drove straight through to get there. But when we came back, we drove halfway, and we stopped, and we stayed at one of those little strip, one-story, kind of like an Econo Lodge or something like that.
Midway,
I think somewhere near Illinois. Yeah, Motor Lodge, something like that. But yeah, we did the same thing. Hard beds. Yeah, they always had that smell. But you know, living down here since we moved to Stanley County, we used to go to Gatlinburg a lot with our family. Like you guys. I mean, it's, you know, and we've been to USS North Carolina there in Wilmington. It's a good time. But one more thing I want to say as far as traveling. The job I had used to take me to Italy once or twice a year, and I've probably been to Italy 8 or 9 times. But going to Italy is, yeah, that was a long drive, but that was a dream. And my goal is to take my entire family, fly from Charlotte to Germany, and take a train from Germany down to Italy, and just explore.
Oh, wow.
The countries in between, because Italy's 500 years old, and there's some buildings that's almost still 400 years old that's in existence, and it's a different world. It's a totally different world.
Yeah. I would certainly love to do that one day too. I hope I can do it before I'm too old. I'd like to go to Germany and France, the Normandy, and some of the history there, you know, just especially the war history, I'd like to see.
Yeah,
but,
that would be awesome.
Well, that's awesome, JR. I appreciate you calling in as always. Anything else?
No, that's all I wanted to share with you. I appreciate your show. I like what you talk about, and it just brings back great memories, man. And I thank you for doing what you do. And say hello Upper Average Joe for me, please.
I will do that. I will do that. You say hello
and say
to
your
family.
To your mother,
and,
man.
I'll do that. Thank you, JR.
You bet, Stan.
We'll
talk to
you
later,
next
buddy.
Time. All right.
All right, man. Bye.
Okay, so cool. Thank you, JR, again for calling in. JR's called in. I think this is his third week calling in, so that's awesome. So I'll move on. As I became an adult, one thing that I did as a single man was I always liked to go camping and hiking, because it was relatively inexpensive if you're camping in a tent. And like I said, me and my buddy Mike, we'd go up to Bryson City. We'd go tubing, camping, and just have a good time. Always, you know, cooking outside, cooking around the fire. If you listen to my camping show, one thing I talked about when I was a kid camping was, a lot of times I'd just carry weenies and buns and some mustard and ketchup, and that was every meal. I had hot dogs because you could cook them on the fire. You just needed a cooler to keep them from going bad, and you really didn't need much else. real simple eating. Of course, I didn't always do that, but sometimes, especially if we were going just tailgating somewhere. But, excuse me, and then, of course, I like to go down to the beach because I was living back here, back in the Piedmont, and I would travel back down to Brunswick County and visit my friends down there because I still had a lot of friends. So Moving on, again, if you want to call in, 914-219-0884. I'd love to hear about your special vacation or one you remember. But just talking about travel now, this is not vacation related, but I had never been out to the West Coast when I was in my early 20s. I had gotten to a point in my job. I was doing, you know, I was in the technical field then, but I was a bench tech, and it was kind of driving me crazy. I was just tired of being and looking at the wall all the time, and so I decided to become a truck driver, you know, something I'd always wanted to try. And so I went to truck driving school, got a job. I drove for 2 years, and I had a job that I just drove out to the West Coast every week. It was just, you know, back to back. I'd go from Greensboro, North Carolina to Los Angeles, California. And man, did I get to see the country. And that was really why I wanted to do it. I mean, it was a way to see the country and make a living. I made pretty good money. and I did it for a couple of years, got it out of my system. And I think I remember one night I was going west, and I was out in Texas, and there wasn't anybody awake but me and the coyotes. And I it just kind of hit me, and I was like, you know, I've about had enough of this. It's time to go home. So shortly after, I went ahead and got a job back in Stanley County, and I've been here ever since. So that was kind of cool. I got to see a lot of countryside doing that, and I don't regret it by any means. So another part of my travel was, as I aged, was I met Above Average Joe, and she lived in Canada. So I had to go to Canada quite a bit. You know, if I wanted to see her, she would come see me, but I would go up there, and sometimes I would drive. Now, that was an adventure, you know, going across the border and just getting used to doing all that. A couple of times I flew into Buffalo one time and then rented a car. Well, no, actually, I flew into Buffalo a couple of times, and I'd rent a car. No, let me back up. It was just one time. I rented a car from Buffalo, drove into Canada, because she just lived, you know, right across the border. She was in a little town not too far from Niagara Falls, St. Catharines. But and then one time when she lived in closer to Toronto, she lived in a little burb called Etobicoke. I flew into Toronto and I rented a car there, and I go to see her. But so anyway, ever since we've been married, of course, we have made lots of trips back and forth to Canada. And I want to tell you this. I had some other trips I was going to talk about, but we're getting short on time. My favorite trip that I've ever made, and this may surprise you, because I've been to some other cool places, but was Newfoundland. Above Average Joe, her family, a lot of them are from Newfoundland, and so they had a family reunion, and so my mom and dad and Above Average Joe and I, we got in the car. Of course, we planned it, and we took 3 days. We drove up through New England, and we went over into, we crossed the border coming out of Bangor, Maine, into New Brunswick, I believe, and then to Nova Scotia, and we took a ship, a ferry, over to Newfoundland, and we were there, I think, in Newfoundland for like 8 days. An incredible, incredible place. If it didn't get so darn cold in the wintertime, I'd love to live up there. It's just such a simple life. It's really like, I mean, being in Canada, you're in another country, but most of Canada is pretty much like it is in the United States. The culture is very similar. There's, you know, they have some things that are different, but basically it's about the same. But when you get into Newfoundland, I mean, it actually used to be another country. It wasn't always part of Canada. And so just being there and experiencing the culture, a lot of fishing, seafood, just a wonderful, wonderful place to live. People that are from there and live there are very fortunate, and they know it. So I just wanted to get that in there before I ran out of time, because, like I said, of all the traveling I've ever done, that was probably my favorite trip ever. Some other places that we went, and I'm gonna kind of jump around here a little bit, but above average, Joe and I have been on a couple of mission trips. We went down to Honduras, a little town called Colinas, and we went down for it was I forget how many days. We were gone about 2 weeks or so, or maybe no, it was 9 days. I don't remember. We were there for quite a while. We were actually helping build Sunday school rooms for a church, and it was some of the hardest work we've ever done. But it was we were both very blessed, and you know that was the first time either of us had been in a third world country, and it was truly that. I mean, we could not drink their water. We had our own bottled water. We had our own food. You know, when we walked around this little town. We were like rock stars because the people would just follow us around and look at us. And, you know, of course they had seen, you know, they had seen Americans before because other missionaries had been there on, you know, for the same thing. That was something that the mission board does, but we had a great time. And then another mission trip that we went on, above average Joe actually went twice down to Gulfport, Mississippi after Katrina. And that was really a cool trip. I mean, again, it was to go down, nothing vacation about it, but it was just a cool trip, and we worked our butts off, and but we had a great time, and it was great to help people. It was a really good feeling. Above average, Joe and I have been on a few cruises. We started going on cruises a few years ago. We've been on four so far. I'm pretty sure that if we could afford it, we would probably go on one at least once a year, but we can't afford to do that. But we would certainly, we would if we could, because we both really love it. It's the food and just being on the ship. And, you know, most of the cruising we've done is down in the Caribbean. We went on Eastern Caribbean, Western Caribbean, Bahamas, you know, parts of Mexico and places like that. An incredible all-inclusive vacation. We'd always leave out of Cocoa Beach, you know, down at Port Canaveral down in Florida. But we really enjoy cruises. And other than trying to think, I would say other than the trip to Newfoundland, the cruises is probably my favorite vacations. So far, I'm sure we'll be going on some more. One thing about, I'm going to back up now that I got that in. Just wanted to make sure I got most of those in. We've only got a couple of minutes here. Living here, when above average Joe and I first got married, we lived here in the Piedmont. And my mom and dad actually still live down at the beach. And so we would drive back and forth to the beach quite a bit to visit them. And we had one time, us and a couple of our Canadian friends, we rented a house at Holden. And we were there for a week, and that was a lot of fun. I had never rented a house at the beach before, and just being right there at the beach. And we had so much fun. It was a big house. We had actually rented a bigger house than we needed because we were expecting a couple of other couples that didn't make it. So, but we had plenty of fun, lots of fun there. But see, like I said, most of what we've done is not that exotic, but we've had, you know, through my life, I've had a lot of fun and good. And I plan on doing some more traveling as our, my health and above average Joe's health goes. I'm sure we'll be going back to Canada. Most likely we'll be getting back to Newfoundland eventually. Like I said, we're going to try to go to, you know, more cruises. Hopefully we'll get out to the Grand Canyon. That's one thing we haven't done yet. I want to go out west and take her and do stuff like that. But thank you all for listening today. I always end up having to squeeze in information real quick at the end. 30 minutes goes by pretty quick, but we appreciate you listening, and tune in to us next week We'll be doing it again, and I'm going to be on out of here. We'll see you next week.